This is the local VK5 news segment. Now let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with the weekly update from the South East Radio Group. Over the last few months, a number of clubs have experienced the pain of being told that their repeater antennas must be removed from a tower where they have resided for a number of years because A. the tower has been sold and the new owner will not permit the antennas to remain unless an impossible rental is paid, or B. the owner has decided to remove the tower. In this age of corporate takeovers, our infrastructure is becoming more and more vulnerable, and it is therefore important for clubs to try and protect their interests by having enforceable written lease agreements or by trying to source towers that either the club owns, very difficult, or that are owned by semi-private interests, non-multinational, that might be more sympathetic to clubs that have community interests at heart. At this point in time, our group has managed to obtain a long-term favourable lease on the site at the Bluff, away from towers that are owned by large multinationals. Our landlord has been extremely generous in exchange for our qualified members maintaining their broadcasting equipment. This two-way street arrangement is working very well, and we are extremely fortunate in that, without the foresight of club president Peter VK5BE, we would more than likely not have anywhere near the antenna setup that we are now enjoying. I would suggest that all clubs that might be in a vulnerable position should carefully evaluate their position with regard to the long-term tenure of their repeater antenna placements in order to try and maintain their continued existence. We still have one or two sites where we are paying for a lease arrangement which eats into our bottom line, and alternative options are being vigorously sought in order to eliminate such fixed expenses. We all know how hard it is for not-for-profit organisations to generate income whilst our costs continue to rise at an alarming rate. That's all I have for you this week. And so, the members of the South East Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And of course, I say, 7-3 from Surge.
And now some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning, this is Mark, VK5QI, from the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group. Last Friday night we had a talk from Grant, VK5GR, on planning a contest station. This talk was recorded and will be available for viewing on the AREG website some point this weekend. Last weekend we had our launch of Horus 64B, unfortunately without the crossband repeater we were hoping to fly, but much fun was had by all. There were many stations tracking the telemetry and also the imagery data coming down. The balloon burst at 20 kilometres and landed in Victoria, where it was picked up the following day by Michaela VK3FUR on her way home back to Melbourne. Thanks to everyone that participated, and hopefully we'll get the crossband repeater in the air in coming months. AREG's next meeting will be on August the 15th, and this will be our annual general meeting. We're looking for new members to come join the committee and help out with running the club, so if you're interested, please give the secretary an email at vk5qi@rfhead.net. As usual, for more information on other upcoming AREG events, check out the website at areg.org.au. This has been Mark, VK5QI, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
G'day, one and all. This is Les, VK5KLD, with this week's North East Radio Club news. Well, it's that time of the year again, when the North East Radio Club membership fees are due. And by now, you should have received the email from Charlie, VK5VC, detailing the fees and how to pay them to the North East Radio Club. At the recent AGM, a change to the fees was approved by the members, and there is an increase of $5 on fees. Now, a full membership is $35. Concession and student membership is $25. However, if you pay your fees by the September meeting, there is a discount of $5. And also, we are no longer charging $3 entrance fee for our meetings, and this will be for a period of 12 months until the AGM next year, when its impact on the club's funds will be evaluated. And once again, there will be an amateur technical segment on the last Sunday of the month, and this time it will be about the development and use of wireless during the First World War. So next Sunday, the 27th of July, at 3:30 p.m, tune in to VK5RHO on 146.850 MHz, which has a 91.5 Hz tone, and hear another great amateur technical segment. And our next meeting will be next Friday, the 25th of July, and it will be a presentation by Mark, VK5QI, telling us all about his exploits competing in the fox hunts at the Southeast Radio Group Convention over the June long weekend. Hopefully he will have his car set up with all the gear for taking part in fox hunting. Now the doors of the Modbury West Community Hall will open at 7 p.m. and the meeting starts at 7:30 p.m. And of course the entrance is free, but the tea, coffee and soft drinks aren't. Well, it's going to be a busy week at the Northeast Radio Club. What with the Wednesday Coffee Club and the F-Troop Net on Friday and the meeting Friday night, plus the amateur technical segment at 3:30 p.m. on Sunday. So stay negative, folks. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And that's the VK5 local news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.